great week of practice. How you feeling this week?
Mike, that is a great question. Thank you for asking. You know, I think the team as a whole, we've been really preparing for a great game out in Chicago. The way we've been firing all cylinders, I think the safeties led by Mike Adams, Colin Jones, Jarius Bird, I mean, even DP, we've all come together, and we've been putting out a lot of great film. I'm excited for us to travel to Chicago this weekend and put our best foot forward.
So is it safe to say that, you know, the chemistry is getting better in the back end? Because I know you guys had a lot of moving parts, and, you know, a lot of people want to know, is it gelling? Can we expect you guys to break on the ball? And most importantly, get some turnovers this week.
Mike, that is another great question. Thank you for asking again. And I think it's safe to say that as the weeks continue, the chemistry continues to build. And then especially when you have another vet like Jarius Bird. But I think the most important thing is that you have a guy like Mike Adams. Mike Adams is 14 years in the NFL. He brings a calmness to the backfield, and honestly, his veteran leadership and his experience has been great, especially as Kurt Coleman has been out of the rotation for the last 2 weeks. He's been the steady hand to help out the corners and the other safeties get aligned.
Well, say, any other questions?
Were you asking if Kurt's going to be back this week?
I want to ask.
We don't do that. That's why he's a great reporter. That's why he doesn't go there.
He wasn't going to do it.
Will Kurt Coleman be back this week?
It's not my decision. I'm just trying to get myself in a position to play. So we'll see how things go. And ultimately, I think myself and my team are preparing to get out there and get a win.
With the way that you've rehabbed and the Wolverine team powers that you possess, you feel like you're close or something?
Honestly, I feel like I'm in a good position. And ultimately, I really feel like the staff, the training staff, and the coaches and myself, we're going to make the right decision. Whether it be I play this week or we give it a little more time to heal up. But if I'm out there, I'm going to be giving it my 100% and help this team win.
So if you don't play, should the people be worried about the back end?
I disagree. I think this team is coming together more and more. And I actually think that, with Mike Adams back there, like I said, with 14 years of experience, this team is in a great position no matter if I'm out there or if I'm not.
Would you say that it really rises up?
If what?
He really rises up in the face of adversity?
Rises. He's always been up, so he doesn't need to rise. You know the saying, if you stay ready, you don't want to get ready. He stays ready. He does his job. He's experienced. So there's nothing that he hasn't seen or done. So I honestly, there's no worries in my head.
And I just want to let everybody know that I'm coming for each and every one of you guys' jobs. So just get comfortable now and be okay. But next year, you guys will be in trouble.
Drop the mic. You drop the mic. Drop the mic. Drop the mic.
I actually do have a couple of follow-ups. And Mike did do a great job.
He did.
Didn't ask a good question. What do you put?
I answered
that. I answered that.
I know you did.
With Luke's status a bit uncertain, how different does this defense kind of feel? Because I know one guy doesn't make a defense, but we're talking about a Pro Bowl guy, a defensive player of the year kind of caliber player.
Well, I think, do you replace a Luke Kuechly? Nobody could say that they could replace Luke Kuechly, but I think just like even in the absence of myself, I think David Mayo has shown that he can step in and do a great job at the mic position. Just like last year, AJ stepped in and did a great job. I mean, we have linebackers plethora. I mean, there is a slew of linebackers that come in through here that are able and willing to play and make a lot of plays at that position. But also, I think the great thing is, we have a lot of experienced guys. And, I know David's young, but you have TD, you have Shed that have a lot of experience that can play alongside of him and help make the calls if necessary to get everybody lined and being able to play at a high level.
Ace reporter Mike Adams did bring up the turnover situation, and you guys obviously want to get back to being Thieves Avenue. Can you maybe take advantage of a rookie quarterback this week in Mitch Trubisky?
Well, I think the most important thing is for us to be able to do our job. Yeah, the takeaways have not been where we want them to be, but I think there's a lot of other statistical things that you can look at and say that we've done a great job. And this defense is really playing at a high level. I think, obviously, turnovers are one of those last things that if we feel like if we can get going, it can really take this defense to the next level. And I think that's just kind of the answering call. But I think what we're doing, the preparation that we're putting in, we have to stay steady with what we're doing. I think everything that we've done has prepared us for that moment. So when we just have that opportunity, we got to capitalize. When he makes a bad throw or we get a chance to strip the ball, whatever it may be, we got to be able to capitalize on those opportunities.
Mitch Trubisky has been on a little bit of a pitch count as he's been integrated into the playbook. Are you guys expecting him to open up a little bit more this week?
Honestly, we're for anything. You know, you see the offense they had with Mike Glennon. But I think they do a great job of being able to counter or complement their run game. They have two great running backs. They have two great tight ends in my eyes. And the wide receivers are very solid, you know, with Kendall Wright, to me, as their leading wide receiver. But they have a lot of great options. For him, it's just, I think, getting comfortable, not making him do too much. Just letting him play his game, make the throws. He has a great arm. And if he's more athletic than what I think a lot of people give him credit for. So I really think it's a compliment to the run game. And as he continues to grow within the scheme and then get a feel for the game, they're going to continue to open up the playbook for him.
They want to make him comfortable. Of course, you guys want to keep him uncomfortable back there, I'm sure.
Yeah, I mean, that's the name of the game. If you can take advantage and obviously get after the quarterback early and often, I think that's ideal. It really is, but I mean, we'll just see how the game plan goes, because like I said, they have a great run game, and as the game goes on, we're going to get a good feel for what they're doing.